everyone. Welcome back to Patent Pulse, your go-to show for breaking down the freshest patent filings shaping the future of tech. Huge thanks to our sponsors, Ada, who helps businesses integrate AI into their workflows seamlessly, and Zen Semiconductor, an umbrella company with a serious portfolio of silicon industry companies and deep processor and chip design IP. Plus, they work with Ada to deploy AI at scale across any kind of business. We've got 5 patents on the docket today, covering everything from smarter chip power management and ionic cooling to augmented reality display tech. So let's dive right in. All right, first up, we've got something from Google that sounds like pure electrical engineering wizardry. But I promise it's fascinating once you understand the problem it's solving. So here's the thing. When a processor wakes up from a low-power sleep state, all the memory it needs to spin back up creates this massive sudden spike in electrical current. Engineers call it an inrush current surge, and it's genuinely bad news. It can destabilize your power supply, cause voltage drops across the chip, and in the worst cases, corrupt data or damage hardware. Now, chips don't always wake up in the same conditions. They run at different performance levels, different voltages, different clock speeds, depending on what they're doing. Google's patent addresses exactly that nuance. The system includes a power management unit that knows what operating performance level the chip is currently running at, and it has a whole library of pre-calculated wake-up sequences tailored to each one of those levels. So instead of just slamming all the memory banks on at once, it wakes them up in carefully timed stages, holding briefly between each stage to let the current stabilize. Think of it like turning on a bunch of high-powered appliances in your house one at a time, instead of flipping every breaker simultaneously. The real-world impact here is huge. This kind of technology directly extends battery life in mobile devices, improves reliability in data center chips, and could be critical for the power-hungry AI accelerators Google is building. Smart, elegant, and very timely given how hard the industry is pushing on power efficiency right now. Next, we've got a patent that's a bit of a departure from our usual computer architecture territory, but honestly, it's too cool not to cover. This one comes from Bard Access Systems, and it's about using fiber optic technology to help doctors figure out whether a medical catheter has been inserted into a vein or an artery. Now, if you've ever had an IV put in, you know there's a real risk of the needle going into the wrong vessel, and arteries versus veins carry very different pressures and blood flow directions, so inserting a catheter into the wrong one can be genuinely dangerous. The traditional way to tell the difference involves looking at blood color or pressure, which requires real skill and experience. This patent describes a fiber optic cable that runs along the catheter and is packed with tiny sensors along its length that can detect strain, movement, pressure, and temperature. When the fiber is inside a blood vessel, it reflects light signals back to a console that analyzes them to determine what kind of vessel it's in. Here's the really clever part. The system can also detect a red-blue Doppler shift in the projected light to figure out which direction blood is flowing relative to the fiber, which is a dead giveaway for artery versus vein. It's essentially bringing optical sensing intelligence to a tool that doctors use every single day. The downstream applications for patient safety here are really significant, reducing accidental arterial punctures, speeding up procedures, and potentially making vascular access safer in emergency and critical care settings. Really impressive work. Okay, back to the world of AR and VR hardware, and this one is from Magic Leap. Now, Magic Leap has had a pretty wild ride as a company, but their engineering has always been genuinely impressive, and this patent is a great example of that. It's about a low-profile electrical interconnect for light emitters, specifically the tiny components that shine light into optical waveguides in augmented reality displays. Here's the challenge they're solving. In an AR headset, you need a light emitter. Think a tiny LED or microdisplay pixel to inject light into a very thin optical structure called a light pipe or waveguide, which then guides that light to your eye. For this to work efficiently, the light emitter has to be as physically close as possible to the optical structure above it. But traditional wire bonding, which is how you normally connect tiny electronic components, creates little arching wires that stick up and create a gap. That gap hurts light injection efficiency badly. Magic Leap's solution is to 3D print a flat interconnect that literally lays down on the surface of the light emitter and substrate with a profile of just 35 to 50 micrometers tall. That's roughly half the width of a human hair. By nearly eliminating that vertical gap, light coupling efficiency goes way up, and better light coupling means brighter, crisper AR visuals with less power consumption. This kind of microscale manufacturing innovation is exactly what separates companies that can actually build practical AR glasses from those that stay stuck in the prototype phase. Definitely a patent worth watching. All right, patent 4, and this one is from Intel, and it's about keeping your computing devices cool in a way that I think is going to surprise you. We all know fans are the workhorses of computer cooling, spinning blades push air over heat sinks and carry heat away. But fans have limits. They're loud, they have moving parts that wear out, and there's a ceiling to how much airflow you can generate in a thin laptop or small form factor device. Intel's patent combines a traditional blower fan with something called an ionic cooling system in the same housing. So what's ionic cooling? Essentially, it works by generating an electric field that ionizes air molecules and accelerates them, creating airflow with no moving parts whatsoever. It's nearly silent. It doesn't wear out mechanically, and it can be shaped and directed in ways that spinning fan blades can't. By integrating both systems into a single blower unit, Intel gets the best of both worlds. The raw airflow volume of a traditional impeller plus the silent, precise supplemental cooling of ionic technology pushing through the same outlet. The implications for thin laptops, tablets, and compact AI inference devices are really significant. As chips get more powerful and devices get thinner, thermal management becomes one of the biggest engineering bottlenecks. This hybrid approach could be a meaningful step towards solving that, and seeing Intel file this suggests it could be heading toward real products sooner rather than later. Last patent today, and we're switching gears pretty dramatically. This one is from Sightline Payments, and it covers systems and methods for managing player accounts at the casino level. So the core problem here is pretty straightforward. Casinos are complex financial environments where players might be wagering, earning comps, moving funds between games, and interacting with multiple systems all at once. Traditional casino account management can be fragmented. Your wagering account, your loyalty account, your on-property spending might all be siloed in different systems. Sightline's patent describes a unified casino-level player account architecture that ties a player's identity to a financial account accessible through a payment vehicle, letting funds flow across the gaming environment under one umbrella. This is actually part of a long chain of continuation patents going back to 2017, which tells you this is a company that's been steadily building out its intellectual property position in gaming fintech for years. The real-world applications are significant for the gaming industry. Think smoother cashless gaming experiences, better fraud detection, more seamless integration between gaming floors and mobile apps. As more states legalize gambling and the push for cashless casinos accelerates, the infrastructure patents in this space are going to matter a lot. It might not be the flashiest patent we've covered today, but in terms of financial technology infrastructure, this is serious business. And that's a wrap on today's episode of Patent Pulse. Huge thanks to Ago Consulting, pronounced ACO, for their continued support of this show. This has been Patent Pulse, brought to you by Ada, Ago Consulting, and Zen Semiconductor. If you enjoyed today's episode, you should definitely check out our sister show Unzip in the Ada Podcast Network. It's a fantastic listen if you want to go even deeper on emerging tech trends. Make sure you're subscribed wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. And next time, we're going deep on some seriously exciting new filings in the AI hardware and computer vision space. You do not want to miss it. Until then, keep your eyes on the patents, because that's where the future is being written.